Working with Sparks fostering previous page next page thinking about fostering? Take this short free quiz. Recommend someone to foster? Find out bonus payments for referring foster carers refer a staff member? Find out bonus payments for referring a staff member. Sparks Fostering recruits staff and foster carers throughout England. Thank you for your interest in working with Sparks Fostering. We are confident that you'll be interested in what we have to offer, and we hope that you will feel excited about the possibility of working with us. Sparks Fostering working is mostly remote, online, but all staff must be available for local visits and meetings when required. We allow staff to work the hours that suit them, to have pay directly related to the amount of work done, and to make it much easier for motivated staff to progress. We also provide a comfortable, supportive and rewarding working environment to encourage stability and longevity in work. We are transparent about the work and the pay. We value work-life balance, and we give fair pay, which is considered generous in comparison to other providers. To proceed, review the following job descriptions and person specifications to see how you could fit in with the Sparks team. Please click the icons to read further about each role. Panel members job description. Panel members are paid £100 to review a full, initial, fostering assessment and £30 per hour for the panel meeting. Panel chairs and experienced social workers are paid £130 per full, initial, report and £40 per hour for the panel meetings. Panel members read and review fostering assessments, and other documents as required, and contribute to discussions about them. Panel members must also be able to give feedback about the performance of Sparks Fostering, based on the reports provided to them. The panel chair ensures that each member of the fostering panel is able to contribute meaningfully to discussion about panel business. The panel chair ensures written minutes of panel meetings are accurate and clearly cover the key issues and views expressed by panel members and record the reasons for its recommendation. And the chair completes the annual performance reviews of other panel members. Panel work is very flexible and panel members can attend when they are available. There is an expectation that panel members would attend at least one panel every 2 months. Panel members can also work as recruiters, support workers or social workers if they meet the person specification. Person specification. Panels are multidisciplinary teams with relevant experience. Panel members include health professionals, education staff, current or previous foster carers, care experienced young people or adults, social care professionals, elected council members, or faith, community leaders. Fostering assessments are lengthy and detailed, so good literacy and analytic skills are required. Panel members must show motivation. Training will be provided. The panel chair is required to have a sound understanding of the fostering process, the authority and competence to chair the panel, the ability to analyze and explain complex information, the ability to identify key issues, problems and solutions, and excellent interpersonal, oral and written communication skill. The panel chair must be independent of Sparks Fostering recruiter's job description. The experts at Sparks Fostering can work with you to recruit foster carers. Your recruitment plan is led by you, but we will give you advice. Recruiters are motivated to increase the number of foster carers, so that better care can be provided to children in fostering homes. Social workers job description. Qualified social workers are paid £180 per month per foster carer and also £180 per month for every child who is in the fostering placement. Social workers who are supervising 12 families and 18 children, each with an allocated support worker, would earn up to £64,800. Social workers may also complete the fostering assessments and are paid £40 per hour for the work. Social workers complete fostering assessments, offer advice and support to applicants and attend panel. Social workers offer any support needed to applicants to help them to complete the application process. Qualified social workers provide professional supervision and support to foster carers, provide supervision to support workers, and attend professional meetings. Social workers may need to provide out-of-hours support if there is no allocated support worker or if the support worker is struggling. Current support workers who wish to become social workers are supported by Sparks Fostering as far as is reasonably practicable. Support workers would be required to cover the cost of their social work qualification and Sparks Fostering would offer the required training placement and guidance. Social workers may also choose to be recruiters, and may choose to be the support worker as well as the social worker. This would mean that a qualified social worker would get the referral fee, as outlined above, and potentially do the support work, and get the fee outlined above, whilst also completing the social work task. Person specification. Social workers have professional qualifications and are registered with the social work regulator. It is expected that social workers have read the information about fostering on the Sparks Fostering website. Social workers need to have good social skills and good written skills. Literacy skills need to be, court report, quality. Full employment checks are carried out. Registered manager's job description. RMs are paid £50 per month per foster carer and £50 per month per child looked after in their team. NROOM, who is line managing 9 social workers with full caseloads, would be earning up to £108,000 per year. Social workers who meet the person specification for the role are supported by Sparks Fostering to become registered managers, RMs. Social workers who do not meet the specification, but are interested in progressing to room level are supported to do so. The RMs would cover the costs of registration with Ofsted, and the cost of level 5 training. Sparks would support with the logistics for this. Sparks would offer additional training, supervision, a responsible individual, support and access to the agency processes, templates, panels, and other infrastructure, including accounting, contracts and other business-related needs. The RMs would only need to focus on line management responsibility of their social work team, facilitating their team's support needs, producing management reports and managing Ofsted communication for their team. If social workers within the team need out-of-hours support, RMs are required to be available for this. Person specification. Registered managers have a Level 5 diploma in Leadership for Health and Social Care and Children and Young People's Services qualification, or they will enroll for the qualification within 6 months and obtain the qualification within 3 years. RMs have at least 2 years' experience relevant to fostering within the past 5 years. Sparks Fostering can support social workers to gain the relevant experience if needed. Have at least 1 year's experience supervising and managing professional staff. Sparks Fostering can support social workers to gain the relevant experience if needed. Be confident in carrying out management audits and producing management reports. Sparks Fostering can train social workers to do this work. RE and ADM. Responsible individuals, RIs, are most likely to be appointed as a result of being experienced registered managers, or as successful recruiters, including support workers. Where gaps in the person specification are identified for Sparks Fostering staff, Sparks Fostering endeavors to support staff to develop the necessary skills and knowledge if they wish to become RIs or ADMs. RIs are usually expected to be agency decision makers, ADMs. ADMs are experienced social workers. If the RE is not a social worker, an Admiral would need to be employed. In this situation, the RE and Admiral would effectively share the job role. Job description. Responsible individuals are paid £15 per month for foster carer or child and their team, if they are also doing the admiral role. RIs could potentially oversee the work of 4 registered managers, who, between them, could potentially be responsible for 432 foster carers and 648 children. This would equate to a potential income of £194,400 per, when the RE and admiral roles are completed by different people. Because the RE isn't a qualified social worker, the Admiral is paid £5 per month for foster carer or child in the team. The RE would receive £10 per month for each foster carer or child in their team. It should be noted that this figure is only likely to be achieved by individuals who work exceptionally hard and are industry leaders in terms of recruitment. Most RIs or ADMs are likely to work part-time and only line manage 1 or 2 RMs. Sparks Fostering supports appropriately qualified and experienced individuals to become registered with Ofsted. However, the registration fees are to be covered by prospective RIs. The RE must undertake such training as is appropriate to ensure that they have the experience and skills necessary for the role. Attend quarterly management reviews to ensure the sound running of the service. Take action to address any issues of concern that they identify or which are raised with them. Notify Ofsted and any other relevant organizations of any significant changes to the agency. The ADM must make decisions about the approval or deregistration of foster carers based on the recommendation of panel and all accompanying paperwork. Consider the recommendation of the independent reviewing mechanism before making a decision. Where this applies, ensure that appropriate panel process have been followed. Ensure that all relevant paperwork is received before making a decision. Comply with decision-making timescales, as outlined in Fostering Regulations and the Children's Act. Attend quarterly management reviews as a senior member of staff person specification. The RE must know the Sparks fostering policies and procedures well, all available to view on the website, have an excellent recall of the processes outlined in the complaints and whistleblowing policy, have a reasonable understanding of the safeguarding needs of children in care, have good knowledge and experience of law and practice relating to looked after children, have business and management skills to manage the work efficiently and effectively, have financial expertise to ensure that the fostering service is run on a sound financial basis and in a professional manner, not have been bankrupt in the past. The ADM must be a qualified social worker with at least 3 years post-qualifying experience in childcare social work and has knowledge of childcare law and practice, have experience of foster care and family placement work, be trained in assessment next steps, application. Informal recruiters are not required to formally apply. You can submit referrals and receive the bonus payments. Informal advice and support can be offered by contacting the team at email protected. Also, please note that adults with care experience are given additional support with completing the application process. Click here to read more about the support available to adults with care experience. Applicants are required to complete the following recruitment steps. Step 1. CV. Send your CV to email protected or via the contact form below, and in your email state which roles you are interested in. You will receive a reply within 2 working days to advise if you should progress with the application. Step 2. Sample of writing. If asked to do so, submit a sample of assessment writing to email protected. Alternatively, watch the video here and answer the question, why did the foster carer struggle with the child's behavior? Limit your answer to a maximum of 250 words. Step 3. Declaration. If you are asked to do so, complete this form, click link to open. Also, please clarify your availability for interview. Step 4. Interview. If successful, you will be invited for interview. The following questions will be asked at interview. Why do you want to work for Sparks Fostering? How does working for Sparks fit in your career plans? What did you think about the Sparks Fostering policies and procedures that are on the website? Note. The main policies are visible via a link to Core Information on the bottom menu. What aspects of previous employment, including the work, the employers and colleagues, have you found challenging? What particular skills, abilities and knowledge do you believe you can bring to the team? Do you drive and or what areas are you able to cover? Step 5. HR Information. Employment checks will be carried out, including an enhanced DBS check, professional reference checks, personal reference checks, and ID checks. Applicants may wish to note that all of the Sparks Fostering processes, including recruitment, are in line with the Sparks Fostering Equality and Diversity Policy, which can be viewed here. A contract will be issued when checks are successfully completed. After this, you will receive training, support and supervision so that you can fully enjoy the experience of being a member of the Sparks Fostering team. Welcome. Join Sparks Fostering team. Full name. Email address. Contact number. Roles applied for: Manager, Qualified Social Worker, Support Worker, Admin Staff, Panel Member, Foster Carer. Upload CV. Message. Submit.